told me that I'm not enough.
Yo, Crypto 101, this is Matthew Aaron, and this has been a crazy week. Just absolutely crazy. So the Bitcoin split happened. It's actually the 7th. So yeah, it's been a week since I put up my last commentary slash rant. And the Bitcoin split happened. A lot of things going on in the market. I don't even know what I want to talk about today, but I'm just going to talk. And first is all my friends, when we're talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you know, for the past months, since May, we're talking about, the Bitcoin, or maybe not May, since June, talking about the split, what's going to happen. Oh, watch the market just crash and, you know, doom and gloom and FUD. And we didn't know where the market was going to go. And this week was a total surprise because nobody, even though everybody said that it could just pop up and Bitcoin could become strong, and I never expected that it would just went so smoothly and all this money would have flowed back into the market. It's like August 1st happened and then it just disappeared. Like nothing happened. And we're just sitting there, and next thing you know, Bitcoin from 40 billion market cap to what is it sitting at, 53 today? Litecoin has actually been pretty consistent. ETH, you know, was at 19, now it's at 24, 25, I think it topped out at earlier today. Some of these big movers are just the market is on fire. The market is on fire. And we would never just expect it to be that, because it was just 2 weeks ago, and I was personally wondering, what am I going to do with my money? Am I going to take it out of the markets? Is ETH going to tank? Is Litecoin going to tank? Is all these altcoins just going to disappear? Because, nobody knew what was going to happen with the split. And then BIP91 came out and everybody said, okay, well, it's not splitting now. It's not going to happen until late August. And then I heard some stuff say September. And then I heard some people say November. And nobody knows what's happening. And then I was on Twitter and saw Charlie Lee retweet something and said, oh, I don't think a lot of people know, but the split is still happening on August 1st. And I think I saw this tweet on like the 29th. And I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean the split is still happening? And I think all of us got taken by surprise by this. And then all of a sudden, the split happened. And I personally thought that the market was going to go just down. And yes, it did go down a bit. I think it was at, 29, and then it went down to 27, like instantaneously, and then 26, and then 25. And then I don't think it touch 24? Bitcoin, I think, touched 24, and then just went up from there. Then it was like at 29 again, and then the split happened. Then it was at 3,000, and then 31, and then now today it's at 32. What? And then I'm looking at the altcoins, and everything is just skyrocketing. Some big movers, like this past week, was NEO or Ant Shares. Now, Ant Shares, I'd kick myself for Ant Shares. Ant Shares was something I was looking at personally for around May. And I was looking at Ant Shares, and I saw somebody on Twitter or, I don't know, Reddit talk about Ant Shares. Guys, get into Ant Shares. And I'm like, all right, I'll look into it. And I think the market cap was around 35 million or something. And it was trading at, I want to say maybe 70 cents, 75 cents. And I was looking at it, and I was just like, okay, what is this coin about? And, it's a China company. And it was made by some Chinese people, and it had a cartoon ant. And I was like, okay, this is definitely a money grab. This is they made a coin. They're having fun. They thought, okay, I'm going to make a cute little ant, get all that Asian investment. All the Asian people are going to be like, hey, oh, wow, look at this cute little cartoon coin. And we're going to put money in this cute little cartoon coin. And I was actually thinking there was going to be like a Ant Shares cartoon come out to try to promote it. And Ant Shares and Friends goes on in little adventures and shit like that. And next thing you know, the coin's up to a billion and they run off with the money and they're sitting in Jamaica or something. And again, overnight, it was in June, I think it was mid-June, it went from 35 million to 300 million. And then I was looking at it and I was like, how did I miss this? And then the next tweet from Ant Shares was, we're rebranding to NEO. And I was, that's when I got into NEO or AntShares. And I was like, okay, if they're rebranding and they just popped up that much, I got to get in because I already missed the window of opportunity to buy in at like 75 cents or a buck. And now it's $7. And yeah, I had to get in there. So anyway, AntShares in, or NEO, I think they're officially launching their website and changing all their icons everywhere on Bittrex and CoinCap. And on August 8th, which I think is tomorrow. Yep, it is tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. Just saw a tweet from them today that they're flying to Japan to work on deals. Now, I lived in China for over a decade. I don't live in mainland China now, but I lived in mainland China for over a decade. And I will tell you something about NEO / AntShares. They are going to go to the fucking moon. They're going to the moon and back into the moon again. You know what? Or maybe they might not even start at the moon. They might build a base on the moon and then go to Mars and build another base there. If and only if they don't fuck it up for themselves. Because China loves to back their own shit. And they make amazing shit. I don't know if anybody is familiar with the Asian market or with China, but the tech that comes out of China is second to none. Their apps, things like WeChat, I don't know how many people use WeChat. WeChat is the all-around most amazing integrated into your life app that I have ever seen. And in China, it's the most functional. You can send messages. You can send videos, video calls. You can purchase. There's this video made by the New York Times about WeChat and China tech companies. And it's focusing around WeChat. And at the end, they were all like, you know, oh, but, you know, it's a one government, I mean, sorry, it's a communist government, so they could see what you're writing. They don't give a shit. No, the government doesn't care what you write on WeChat. But you know what the people are doing? The people are buying, selling, booking restaurants, paying for taxis, paying for restaurants, sending chats, videoing their parents, all on this one app. It's amazing. Taobao, their online shopping experience is something that the United States and Amazon can't do. They can't do it. Not only can you buy anything on Taobao, groceries, milk, cookies, vegetables, fruits, clothing, electronics, it's also a service that or a service industry as well. Like I wanted my air conditioning cleaned. So you know what I did? I went on Taobao, found a guy that cleans air conditioners, booked him, he came over, he cleaned my air conditioners. I wanted somebody to come to wash my cat. I was like, man, this cat just stinks. I don't know. I don't want to wash this cat. Call somebody to wash my cat. Need somebody to watch my cat while I was out. There's a cat watching company. Came in, cleaned the litter box, put some food, spent some time with the cat. Like, it's just, the infrastructure is amazing. And the best thing about their infrastructure in Taobao or in China is that there is so much labor as well. So it's like, I'm going to order something online and I'm going to get it the next day and it's going to be at my door and there's not going to be any bullshit. And the thing about Amazon, it's like you're paying all these fees and delivery fees and you have all these options. It's like you want 1 day or 2 days or overnight and you have to get Prime. Fuck that. You order something on Taobao, no matter what happens, it's going to get there. It's going to get there in a day or two. Why? Because there's a shit ton of people just delivering shit all the time. They get on a bike. They get on an electric scooter, actually. They have there's all these mom and pop shops or even big companies, distributions with all these kind of like franchised distribution centers in your neighborhood. So it's like if DHL or FedEx had a FedEx, right? And you decided to be a FedEx distribution center out of your basement. This is what they have. So it's like, okay, you know what? I live in, I don't know, where would I live in the States? Ohio. Let's just say I live in Solon, Ohio, and I take control of Solon, Ohio, and neighboring areas in delivery and distribution. Fine, I got it in my basement. So all my packages for Solon, Ohio comes there, and I got a couple guys on a scooter, and they ride around Solon, and they deliver shit. This is what they do. So how does this relate to AntShares or NEO? China's online infrastructure and digital infrastructure and their digital economy and the way things are going in China is only going up and becoming more integrated. So if they're doing smart contracts and digital payments, and I don't even know where they can go with this, to be honest. But all I know is if China's backing it, and China's, and it's a Chinese product, and they don't fuck it up themselves, it's going to the moon, building a base on the moon, then flying to Mars and setting up a colony, and you have people growing vegetables there with out of their poop. It's gonna be real. Seriously, it's gonna blow up. Now the only thing I am worried about, like I said, is they're gonna mess it up themselves. Like they're gonna get become greedy or shady and not look at the big picture of, hey, you know what? We can turn this into a, you know, $20 billion, $40 billion market cap, integrate totally in China, totally into China's investments, like infrastructure in Africa and the companies that are in there, you know, the Chinese companies that are building companies in Africa or Pakistan. And, you know, we can be part of that growth and expand there too, and use this as a piggyback for, yeah, I don't know what they can do, but there's so much positive. And if they just plan it well and have such a solid product, this is going to the moon. Anyway, that's my rant on Neo. So if you haven't gotten into Neo, get into Neo. It's going moon, I'm telling you, unless they fuck it up themselves. You know, and then I was thinking about this whole Bitcoin Cash shit. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little offended by Bitcoin Cash. It's kind of like, you know, they got into the number 4 spot of cryptocurrencies for doing nothing but leaving. It's kind of like Bill Gates's kid going and starting a company and becoming the biggest company in the world. Why? Because he's Bill Gates' kid. You know, it's like, just what did you do? What did you do? Did you make anything? Did you do anything? No, your last name is Gates, so all of a sudden you're, you know, this billionaire, and everybody listens to you for no apparent reason, but you're Bill Gates' kid. That's how I feel about Bitcoin Cash. It's like they split. Next, you know, they're, you know, 5 billion or 4 billion or 7 billion market cap. This week has been a little turbulent. You know, it's going to settle down. But like right now, they're sitting at 4.3 billion. And what did they do besides just have a fucking temper tantrum and split from their parents and, you know, try to do their own thing? What did you do? I'm a little offended. And then there's some people that are coming up and, you know, it just takes their spot and people are investing in it, and it's taking some... You know, it's becoming this little gravity of investment and money and focus that is taken away from really good ICOs or companies that have been working hard on developing a product that now has taken billions of dollars of focus away from these other companies for a lackluster, antiquated product that had a temper tantrum. Well, okay, fine, Bitcoin Cash. You know what? I'm not talking about you anymore, because I just want you to die. And while you're dying, please put some of that money into Litecoin and Varium. Yeah, because I think Varium is an amazing project. And Varium and Viracoin, I don't know if anybody's looking into Varium and Viracoin. And I know this is one of the things that I've talked about a lot, but it's like poised as an amazing, useful technology and a great investment, but it seems like people aren't looking at it. And I don't know if it, I think it's probably a lot of their marketing, because people don't know about it and people don't have confidence because they're not like, you know, I think every currency needs a Charlie Lee out there. Everybody needs to have that guy that is out there on Twitter that people could put a face to a name to the coin or a face to the brand. And, you know, some of these coins are out there tweeting, you know, like Vertcoin. Vertcoin tweets and tweets and tweets, but I don't really see some substance from them, and it doesn't surprise me that people aren't investing in them. I did invest in Vertcoin. I again think that they also have a good product, but what are they doing besides, you know, recycling Twitters and trying to hype up and try to get into hang with the big crowd? It seems like that's what their Twitter does. Their Twitter, to me, is like that kind of unpopular dude in high school that always stands by the popular kids or the good looking kids or the jocks or whatever, and like they're like on the fringe of the cool kids, and they're not cool, and the cool kids know they're not cool, but they're still like, hey guys, what's going on? And they're like, hey, what's going on, dude? And you know, yeah, okay, yeah, guys, I'll see you in class. All right, yeah. And he's like, okay, I'll see you in class. What the fuck is that? You know. But I don't. So it seems like they're just trying too hard to be part of like the Bitcoin Litecoin crowd. It seems like they just don't have the face, the brand, and the attitude to show that they are worth that level of acknowledgement. I don't know if anybody else feels the same way about Vercoin. I know if Vercoin heard this, they'll be like, you're an asshole. But anyway, that's what I've been following their Twitter for the past couple of weeks. I know people have been following their Twitter for a fucking long time, but I just actually been following for the past couple of weeks, and I just how I feel about them. And you know what? And I just want to give props to Charlie Lee of Litecoin and say, look, man, like, props to you. You're out there. You're on this Squawk Box the other day. You're this face of a company that's multi-billion-dollar brand. And you know what? That's what I wish everybody had, is that person out there. So visible. Like I said, want to go back to Varium and Viracoin. An amazing product, amazing market potential, and amazing investment opportunity with nobody out there saying, hey, look at this. And you know what? I want to give them the benefit of doubt and say, okay, I hope this is part of their plan, that they're going to get this all set up and it's going to be like this amazing, like the Tesla Model 3 rolling out. We've been talking about the Tesla Model 3 for, you know, shit, I don't know, a couple years already. The Model 3 is coming, you know, it's like 2015 or 2014, the Model 3 is coming. It's going to be affordable, okay? 2018 it comes out. But I guarantee when the Model 3 comes out, it's going to be an amazing car. They're going to have their shit together. It's going to be polished. It's going to run properly. There's not going to be any issues with it. Why? Because they took their time. They did it right. And you're going to have a product that is properly constructed and works well. I hope. And I'm hoping that this is what Varium and Viracoin is doing, is that they're making this great product. And then when they do, they're going to say, okay, you know what? We're not going to be on just Bittrex. Here's Poloniex. Here's Kraken. We've already lined it up. Here's our launch. Here's the guy in the front. Here's our product. And now we have the best product on the market. And you cannot deny us. And that's what I'm hoping is going because they have the great products already, but they're just not out there selling it. And I'm going to sell it. Guys, Varium, Viracoin. Varium, Viracoin. I'm just so excited about this week because, you know, it's been almost a month of FUD, and then this week just was like a breath of fresh air into the crypto market. You know, we're sitting at 110 billion market cap, and all we see is flowers and sunshine from here on out. at least until the next FUD, I mean, which could be like in 3 hours. You know, who knows what's going to happen. I guess the last thing on my mind is just Poloniex again. And man, I am sorry that I shit on Poloniex. Before Poloniex, I want to talk about Bittrex a little bit. My last episode was about Bittrex, and I think I got a couple things wrong. It seems as though their website, and they've changed a couple things in the past week. And I want to correct a little bit of information. I was corrected on Reddit that just signing up to Bittrex without verification only gets you 0.25 Bitcoin daily withdrawal. And then if you get verified, it's 3 Bitcoin. So you really want to get verified. I think that changed from when I signed up a while ago. And I really thought it was like 1 Bitcoin initial with daily withdrawal limits without verification and then up to 3. But it seems that that has changed. And another person that commented on my SoundCloud said that, you know, there are issues with Bittrex and customer service. I do want to say, and then they directed me to a Facebook page. And I do want to say that, you know, just by having a Facebook page, and the first comment that I saw on the Facebook page was from Bittrex saying, if you guys have any problems, then please contact us this way or that way, and we'll try our best. And it looks as though that they have a large volume, that they're growing. This is a bull market. Everybody's putting money in, taking money out, and they want to help. Now, going back to Poloniex, and I know I shit on Poloniex a lot, it's just how bad do they have to be? The one Twitter that I'm following is The Wolf, or Wolf of Poloniex. On Twitter, I think everybody follows this guy. His Twitter is funny as shit, and usually pretty insightful. But if I'm correct, he left Poloniex because of laggy servers. Like I said on my Poloniex, that their servers are laggy. When there's a bull market, they just can't keep their shit together. And their customer service sucks. And now people are still having withdrawals and transfer issues. And they still, I think, I haven't logged on to Poloniex in a while, but I think that they still have a block on Siacoin where you can't withdraw or deposit. Why? Why? What's going on with that? Are they having beef with Sia? Or are they just not able to get their shit together? I don't know. But guys, it's like they're sitting on a gold mine, and every day, 24-hour volume trading is like 200 million, 300 million, 400 million. I didn't check today, but in this market, it has to be something like 400 million. And if they're taking, you know, let's just say a tenth of a percent for every transaction daily, they're sitting on a fucking gold mine. Why the fuck? Just hire some people. Get your shit together. Train these guys how to deal with it. Get one guy. No, fuck it. Pay 10 people. 10 people. And they don't have to be UK citizens or American citizens or Canadian citizens. They can be citizens with a cheaper cost from any country. Get 20 of them just to keep up on your tweets and your Facebook and say, guys, we understand. We are working on this. Guys, we understand that you have problems. And some people just to address, say, hey, oh, you have a claim. And you're having a problem with withdrawals. I am here. You can tweet at me. We are working on it. And when I know more, we will get to it. And just have a face to say, you know, try to... It's kind of like going to a restaurant. Have you been to a restaurant and your food took too long, but nobody came out to tell you? Say it took 20 minutes. You're looking at your watch and you're like, fuck, you know, I ordered that pizza 20 minutes ago. Is it coming out yet? Okay, so in 25 minutes, is it coming out yet? But nobody comes to talk to you. You're like, man, you know what? This is just too fucking long. You know, this is bullshit. But however, if a waiter came out to tell you at 18 minutes, hey, you know what? Your food's going to be about 5 more minutes. And then they came out to you at 25 minutes. Even if it's already way too long. They said, you know what? The kitchen's really busy. I'm really sorry. It's going to be another 5 minutes. And you know what you'll do? You'll sit there and go, oh, you know, that's all right, no problem. And if they just said, hey, I'm really sorry, how about a couple, you know, here, have some more bread or have a drink on the house. You're like, hey, no problem, that's no problem, thank you. And you would wait 40 minutes or 50 minutes for that pizza. Of course, you'd be like, man, this shit took a long time. But you would never say that their customer service sucks. You'd say the kitchen sucks, it took too long. But you're not going to totally dish the whole restaurant. You'd be understandable of their situation. Like, hey, you know, guys, you see there's a line out the door. We didn't expect to be this busy. And the rational customers would be like, yeah, but well, you should have your shit together and you should know that you're going to get busy because you make good pizza or some shit. Like, and then they'll never come back. But the majority of the people would just go like, yeah, I get it. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your business. But can you please hurry up with my pizza? And then it comes there in 35 minutes and you go, thank you. And you go, yeah, that was very nice of them. And I'm really happy that they gave us a free Coca-Cola or a free tequila shot or whatever. And you know, and why can't Poloniex do that? Why can't Poloniex just hire 20 dudes to follow up on Twitter, to follow up on Facebook, to follow up on these guys and say, hey, we understand. We're fucked. We're trying our best. But in the meantime, you can talk to me. And you know what? There's some cheap ass coin out there. What if they just said, you know what, some shitty ass coin that costs, you know, like a tenth of a penny or a hundredth of a penny and say, you know what, I'm transferring, because of this, we're transferring 100 of these coins to your account, you know, just for the problem. They make a shit ton of money every day. Why can't they just do that? Just like, hey, have 100 Stellar. or something, you know, or have 10, you know, whatever coin. It costs them fuck all. It's a nice gesture. And you go, hey, you know what? Thank you. You look at it. It's like, oh, you know, it's like a tenth of a penny. They spent a penny on my coins, you know, like, or even 10 cents. They spent 10 cents on 100 coins that cost a tenth of a penny. And you're just like, but it's the gesture. And go, you know what? And you know what? One day, a year from now, that coin could go crazy. And then, you know, it's worth 25 cents. And you're just like, hey, look at that. You know, or maybe even look into the coin now because of that. Which maybe they can't do that because there's favoring one coin or the other. You know what? They might not be allowed to do that. That's a good question. Would Poloniex be allowed to give away coins? And would it look like that they are favoring one coin to another coin and rigging the market if they were, you know, for customer service purposes, giving out complimentary coins to tell people, hey, I'm sorry. But, you know, eating out at restaurants and, you know, stuff like that, if there's a problem, people try to get compensated a little bit. Anyway, Poloniex, you're really shitting on your own business. And the only reason why I can think that you're doing that is because you have no transparency. You have no stake in the game. You built a platform that is just, you know, blowing up and you can care less because you are making money. Because that's what people do. Once they start blinging, they don't give a shit. They don't care. They're worried about the bling instead of maintaining a good product for people. Longevity, you know, whatever. Anyway, that's my rants. This is my commentaries for this week. Thank you very much, Crypto 101. And this week's song is by Post Malone. I hope that's the way you say his name. Post Malone, I Fall Apart. Post Malone, I Fall Apart. You know, I saw this song a couple weeks ago. And, you know, it's not a happy song. But the beat and the drop and it's just edited and mastered perfectly. I just love it. Anyway, thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Crypto 101. Oh yeah, you can follow me on, you know, SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Crypto101 or Crypto_101. Shoot me some comments. I'm really happy to be hearing comments about episodes or thoughts or feelings on certain aspects of crypto. And anyway, I'm just having fun making the podcast. I will talk to you guys later. Crypto 101, thank you. No, you said we'd be together.